Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. We started the show with Kent Snyder, the head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. Then we had, of course, Dr. Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, on. Your calls. Then Big Daddy, the king of drag racing, big supporter and friends with Ron Paul, just came on. That was great. And the campaign's probably called us 8-9 times. They keep backing up when he's going to be on. They don't do that unless he's coming on. But you get behind, things happen. We got an hour. We got 59 minutes, but I guess really about 30 or 40, so we have some time. We got 30 or 40 minutes to get Ron Paul on. And, you know, we're going to see what happens today. But regardless, you've heard his son, you've heard the campaign manager, you've heard Big Daddy Don Garlitz, and a lot more. We're going to take some calls in the hour. I got a bunch of other news that isn't Ron Paul related I got to get to. Really serious torture news, really serious Big Brother news. They're putting face scanning cameras in schools now. Just incredible Big Brother stuff coming out of the closet now. They built the grid. Now they're telling the slaves about it. And we got the toll-free number for you to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Nimmo's got a great article at truthnews.us that I want to get out to everybody. It's a great article, but no room on the bus, on the debate bus for Ron Paul. You might want to add to that headline just the fact that Ron Paul comes in fifth place, but won't be among five who are in debate. See, they said, oh, we're only having the top five top tier. We're not having the second lower half. Well, he got in, even in the Iowa rigged caucus, which is totally rigged. The campaign's being nice and not calling it that. Totally skewed. Good old boys thing. Go read it. It's not even really voting. It's like, but anyways, there it is. It's a real simple equation. There are five people on, supposedly the top five candidates. He's in the top five. They said Iowa was, ABC said, we're going to choose who's in our debate according to Iowa. Only the top five. People got all upset. Hey, but ABC said today, actually said last night at about midnight, they said, okay, Ron Paul's in. He got in the top five. Fair enough. Fair enough, ABC. Good. Not Fox News. They are still saying he's not going to be there. This story is important. It breaks it down. He is number five. That's kind of like you got five places in a drag race or actually in a stock car race. And, you know, the top five places is actually what they count. Ron Paul gets fizzed and they say, sorry, Giuliani got, he was way behind you and got less than half the votes you got. You know, he was a couple of, you know, dozen cars behind you, but we're going to go ahead and give him fifth place. How's that sound? I mean, that's Fox News. Fair and balanced government propaganda. Little liberal, fake conservative, little, you know, it's just absolutely disgusting. But we need to just add it to this headline, Nemo, if you're listening, because when we all just brainstorm together, this isn't me saying I'm high and mighty, my writers know more than I do. We just all integrate, so you're hearing war rooming on air. No room on the debate bus for Ron Paul. And then just Fox News to have top five candidates, or Fox News to have five, something simple, like, so people get it, because the headlines keep it to spread. It's so important, I don't know if the headline even transmits how serious this is. Fox News said that they would only take the top five places, but excluded Ron Paul from the beginning and said they're only having the top five. Now Ron Paul comes in fifth place, and they say we're still excluding you. I mean, it's real simple. Ron Paul said they were, that they'd be happy with 10-12%. That's what they got, and it's a big victory. And Fox News needs to back off. By the way, their stock's plunging. I got news reports on that. People are boycotting News Corp stock. I don't know if that really does much, actually. It just allows them to buy it up cheaper. That's what they do. But at least it's a good symbol to other people. But the boycott is having an effect. And all the news on that is at RonPaulWarRoom.com. All right, the head of the campaign's had his say. Kent Snyder, Ron Paul's son, Dr. Paul's had his say. Big Daddy Don Garlitz has had his say. A lot of you have had your say, but more of you will have your say after this quick break. And Ron Paul is in the cars. They say he's calling in. We'll see if that happens.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third and final hour, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, Drag Racing King, popped in. Head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, and Dr. Rand Paul has also been on the show. Congressman Ron Paul is vectoring in to pop in any minute in the next 40 minutes. I am told by the campaign, again, it's just everything gets behind in these campaigns. People used to always say Bill Clinton was bad. Well, he was bad for 1,000 reasons, but it wasn't because he's always an hour late or 2 hours late. It's because on these campaigns, man, they just stack too much in, and then it just gets behind. But Ron Paul's always faithful. If he hadn't on today, he'll be on Sunday or Monday. Believe me, they're really nice. They're too nice to us here. The head of the campaign calls us up and stuff during breaks because they know you. They respect you, the listeners, and they appreciate you because they know you're there. You're the seed. You are the launching pad for Ron Paul. I mean, if you can say there was a zeitgeist that Ron Paul first tied into that launched him, it's obviously his ideas, his humbleness, his record, but the zeitgeist of the public was you, the listeners of this radio show. You are, and Ron Paul, I would never say that. He told me that privately, but I had never said that. He just came on air, remember that, and said that. That's the power you've got. What happens if you plug RonPaulWarRoom.com? What happens if you plug RonPaulAircore.com? What happens if you take action? What happens if you spread the word about PrisonPlanet.com? What happens if you get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and make copies of it, or Terror Storm, or Loose Change Final Cut, all available at Infowars.com. Get the films. Get them out. It's an info war. You can talk yourself blue in the face trying to wake your mama, your daddy, your granny, your neighbor, your boss, but a highly produced film, well documented, with an online bibliography. We got that for Martial Law and Endgame. You got them. You got the facts. We got to expose the NAU. Get Endgame today. All right. Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn. Joe, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Joe. Hit me. Hit me.
Hey, I just wanted to ask a couple questions about the CFR, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the CFR and its seemingly overwhelming influence over this election. I want to know if there's any resources or anything I can say to the supporters of other candidates to sort of wake them up on what the CFR is and how all these candidates being on the CFR.
Well, I know Huckabee was at 1% till he spoke to the CFR and literally prostrated himself before them. And you saw him take off like a rocket. Every president has been a member of the CFR going back since Kennedy. He wasn't. And a lot of them before that. It was publicly set up by British intelligence to take over the United States in 1922. It's swollen from 500 members to 4,300 members right now. 99% of every banking chairman of every major banking corps, every major university head, almost every head of every major committee, and it's just a huge good old boy club who then carry out the edicts of the Bilderberg Group. Bilderberg Group calls for what they want done. It's a long-term strategic plan. And then British roundtable designed groups that they developed hundreds of years ago over colonial districts, which are kind of the shadow governments, the rich men who then finance the puppets, the leaders, the dictators, whatever system they are under.
Is there any resources that I might be able to point out people? Because a lot of people don't even know what the CFR is. Is there anything that I can sort of point people to that will expose the CFR? And hopefully
just type CFR New World Order quotes into Google. And you'll find thousands of them calling for world government, bibliographed where you can actually find it. Then your friends will say it doesn't exist, so maybe you can, like, you know, I mean, CFR members have written hundreds of books where they call for killing us, getting rid of us, world government, world taxes. You could buy the 1,400-page Carol Quigley, head of Georgetown political science arm, and where he admits that he's for the world government, one of their tacticians, and where he breaks down how they finance Hitler and everything else and how they run everything. That's Tragedy and Hope, or Between Two Ages is another good one by Brzezinski.
So it's all out there then.
It's just, but they know you. They know people might read junk pulp fiction. They might read love novels. I mean, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6, depending on the poll, actually read more than 2 books a year. But of that 4%, the vast majority read Murder, She Wrote crap. And so they're not reading political textbooks. But it's all there.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex. I just also wanted to say here in Brooklyn, I mean, we have like 5 million strong here, and I just want to remind everybody that we have until this Friday to register to vote. If you've never registered in New York, you can register as a Republican and vote. So I just want to get everybody out there to do that.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, sir. By the way, a lot of you are so trained, even though you think you're info warriors, and a lot of you are online and things doing fabulous jobs, you're conditioned to think of everybody else going out and taking action physically. I mean, a lot of you will be shocked to consciously think right now and go, wait a minute, I haven't registered. I haven't gone down. I don't even know where to vote. I don't even know how this works. I don't even know the date of my state. I bet about half my listeners, even though you're more tuned in than 99% of people, I bet you're going, whoa, I'm not even registered to vote. Whoa, I'm not even, I don't even know where my primary is at. I don't even know what's going on. I haven't joined a poll watching group. I'm not even canvassing for Ron Paul. I haven't put a Ron Paul sign up. I haven't burned a copy of Endgame or Freedom to Fascism. You better. And again, it isn't about, oh, it's rigged or it's this or that. It's about taking action. Just the process of stepping forward is where it all starts. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Arizona land. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on the air, squad leader.
Hey, how you doing? Lately, the last few days, in the Phoenix Valley, I've been seeing, you know, chemtrails going through the sky like cocaine lines. And I don't know.
That's completely normal, sir. I mean, I know up until 96, condensation trails disappeared in a few minutes max. Now they're there for 5 hours, get larger, and drift towards the ground. And they form in the middle of the summer at 3,000 feet. Which is impossible. It's just normal. Everything's nutritious. Doesn't matter if children's textbooks are teaching them that they are spraying for our safety. It's everything's wonderful. I'm being sarcastic there, ladies and gentlemen. There is a lot of things going on, a lot of atmosphere experiments going on. That's even been declassified. Okay, shifting gears back into the campaign. For the first time in 2 hours and 15 minutes, I get off another subject, and Ron Paul joins us from New Hampshire. He is just absolutely amazing. Double digits, more than double what Giuliani got in Iowa. Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, thank you, sir, for spending time with us today.
Good to be with you.
I know we don't have long with you, about 5 minutes now, about 5 minutes after the break, so you've got the floor. What does this mean, what we've just witnessed?
Well, I think it indicates that we're doing quite well, and we keep moving up. I was looking at a chart this morning, which, you know, in May they showed me at zero. Then the next time they measured the support, it was at 4, and then it was 6, and then 8, and now it's 10. So, and I looked at the chart for, say, Thompson as well as Giuliani, and their curves are straight down. So I would say there's every reason to be encouraged, especially with us going into a state like New Hampshire. The one category that we won, which is not a surprise, and that is the independent type of people, the people who, you know, think of themselves as not being locked into a strong party position. And we won that category. And when you think about that in New Hampshire, about half of the people in New Hampshire consider themselves independent. So I think we have a nice opportunity moving into the New Hampshire primary.
Well, you know, you've been coming on this show, covering the campaign since the day it started. And I remember then, you know, you weren't even showing up in the polls. They still exclude you from a lot of polls, but you kept talking about trajectory. This trajectory is better than it was even 6 months ago. And Jimmy Carter got, what, 1% in New Hampshire. Even mainline pundits are saying you're probably going to get second or third place, might even win. How are they going to ignore you when you walk away with New Hampshire or get second or third place?
Well, it's going to be more difficult. I hope the embarrassment is more on them than on us because, you know, looks like I won't be in that Fox debate on Sunday. But the people are going to be outraged, and a lot of people are coming to our defense, including, you know, the Republican Party up there. We haven't heard the last word about that yet.
Congressman, in fact, that was my next question. That's key. Fox had said they were having the top half of the candidates, the top five. You came in fifth place, hands down. They've got Giuliani, who got less than half your votes in that debate. How can they justify that? Can you speak directly to that outrage?
Well, they can't really justify it. I know what they're probably thinking is they don't want somebody to say some of the things that I say, especially about the war. They think this war is a wonderful thing, and they support it, and it's the strongest war station on television. And I don't think they want a conservative, you know, somebody that is not seen coming from the far left, espousing these positions. And of course that's our benefit by defending the Constitution, that we will have some appeal to some liberals as well as conservatives, and that's what's so great about our Constitution.
Congressman, so you don't have to hold. We're skipping this network break. Stations, don't worry, we'll play your break at the bottom of the hour. But we are going to skip this network break right now so that we can finish up with you, Congressman, here for the next...
Let me warn you one thing. I see that I'm on a phone, a remote phone. I'm going in a tunnel, so let's hope I lose you.
Okay, you'll call right back if it cuts out, correct, sir?
Right, I'll do that if we lose you. But go ahead.
Okay, thank you. The situation with Fox News, as you said, they're desperate. The paradigm is shifting. You have all the independents and anti-war. The Republicans are intending to lose and pass the baton to Hillary. The money's all going to her. That's clear. So we know that it's either Ron Paul or basically the Democrats, and that's why they've got to keep you out. Now Sean Hannity's starting to kiss your hind end after slandering you. Now Beck's starting to grovel. Is that not a major shift that they now know that they are losing the battle to suppress the revolution?
I think there's no doubt about it, because people do act in their own self-interest, and even if they disapprove or dislike an individual or somebody's philosophy, if they realize it's eventually hurting them, they will shift gears. So, and we've noticed that before, because some of our people, some of the people that want to interview me, do it just because they think they'll get a bigger audience. So that's the marketplace working, and I think that's a benefit.
Again, I hear the music. We're going to skip this break, John, okay? Roger, roger on that. Good. I just must be getting a computer then. Congressman, in the 6-7 minutes we've got left with you until the bottom of the hour, other key areas, what people need to do right now. You know, some people are saying, oh, look, you only got 10%. The caucus is archaic. All the numbers, even Russert saying you should get third or second place in New Hampshire. This is a great victory. I'm not putting perfume on a pig. Some people don't seem to see what a victory this is.
No, and, you know, we met with the hard-working young people, you know, did all the campaigning up in Iowa last night. There were a couple hundred of them, and they did not lack any enthusiasm. And they were up night and day doing this work, and a bunch of them were already packing their bags going over to New Hampshire. So they haven't been discouraged, and they're the ones who are on the front lines doing all the hard work.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of initial discouragement on some of the blogs and sites, probably 20%, but pretty quick people pointed out the fact that just like Kent Snyder at the first of the show, your campaign manager said this morning, it's like the space shuttle. It uses 80% of its fuel just getting off the pad and up a few thousand feet, and then now you're really seeing the momentum get put on. You've definitely left the atmosphere.
Yeah, and this is exactly the way it grows exponentially. And if you look at our curves, whether it's the number of supporters that we gained on the internet, as well as the dollars coming in, it's always been self-perpetuating. And I think everything that we look there at is very, very optimistic.
You know, you've talked a lot about how you didn't dream this would ever happen. I remember, I'm not tooting my horn, but I did believe in the revolution. I did know how big it was, and I want everybody else to know it will continue to grow. What is it like, and I know you're humble, but still, to see this whole historical process, regardless of what happens, don't we win just by being on the field and growing a liberty movement, the likes of which has never been seen?
Yes, and a lot of the people understand that. I mean, everybody's upbeat and they want to win, but they're also very realistic to want to know what is the future, you know, regardless of what happens. What's going to happen? How can we keep working at this? How can we keep our group together? And how can we start supporting other candidates? How can, and some individuals, especially young people, say, you know, I never even thought about the Federal Reserve, and I've gone and read about it, and then they become very excited about it. So I think we've really opened open the eyes of a lot of people, so there's reason to be optimistic.
Yeah, the real war is for hearts and minds, and now people realize that you can win. There's a good chance of you winning if we pull out all the stops and pray and take action and give money and march in the street and hold up signs. But more than that, it's a war on for people's minds. It's an info war, isn't it, Congressman? And I mean, just to see you at the flashpoint or the zeitgeist of something that I foresee, no doubt in the future, is going to defeat the New World Order. Can you speak about the defeat of the New World Order?
Well, we have to defeat them. You don't defeat them with weapons, and the weapon is the idea that we have to deal with. And ideas, you know, the old saying, ideas do have consequences, and I'm a strong believer in that. And that's where we're winning. There's no doubt about it. But I've known that before, and of course that's why I didn't know where we were on that in that effort, because a year ago I didn't think we were this far along. But I always would say that, you know, in the last 30 years there's been tremendous progress, not in Washington, but with the people who have studied and understood and who are anxious to see changes. It's just that it's much bigger than I had ever dreamed it would be.
Well, I see this like one of the first big victories by Washington at Trenton. It was largely symbolic against the Hessians. But I mean, that's just the victories we've had so far, Congressman, because it shows us that we can win. It shows us that we can come together. Would you say we're having some of our first big victories in the information war?
Yeah, we certainly are, and we show where we can be competitive, because most everybody thought that you'd have to be part of the establishment to get any money and support. But the supporters have proven not only will they work hard and go out and do the legwork that is necessary, but they'll also send in the money. And they'll also be very creative. Just think of all the creative things that have gone on. There's no way we can measure the number of dollars. If you wanted to count up all the hours and all the things that people have done outside of the campaign, literally tens of millions of dollars probably has been invested in promoting these ideas.
in the last couple of days until New Hampshire, what can we do to maximize getting people out of the polls?
Well, I think it's more of the same thing. You know, some people are still volunteering and traveling to New Hampshire this weekend and right before the primary. In spite of the fact that we've raised a lot of money in the past and we're doing well, we always need to have money. But everybody, and I know your listeners are around the country, there's so much activity in some states that we haven't even had a chance hardly to think about. You know, activities going on up in Wyoming and Montana and these other places. So we have to encourage some self-starters to be creative. If they're interested in these views, let us know what they're doing and get the information that they need and contact us, but also be self-starters.
Right now we're looking at South Carolina, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Are those the three key states right now, Congressman?
Yeah, those are the ones that we're working on right now.
Getting back to Fox here in closing, sir, and then I want to close with the war. If you have to make a prediction, I would say I think they're going to back off and include you, but I don't. But also, I think they don't want to pull their darling Giuliani off. But if he didn't get fifth place, how can they give him the fifth slot in Iowa? ABC News said they were going to gauge off Iowa and take the top five, so you're going to be in that now, Kent told us. They're being fair. I mean, how can Fox do this, and what would you tell, I mean, what's your ideas that we as Paul supporters, liberty supporters, legalized freedom supporters, what would you like us to do? Because, like it or not, sir, you don't like to tell us what to do, but people want to hear from the general.
Yeah, and I think the continual pressure on Fox is necessary and beneficial, because they have to realize what the numbers are, and if it's hurting them, if it's not in their interest, I think they're in a bind now. I don't think they have any easy way out, and they dug themselves into this situation. So hopefully they wake up and realize that they have to come around to being much more fair and balanced. I mean, it's gotten to be a joke for them to advertise that they're fair and balanced when they're just the opposite.
I love your line to Hannity when he lied in characteristic fashion. I've seen Hannity say all children should have microchips, and I think we just lost. Did we lose him? Okay, good. I heard it cut out. And that all the militias, quote, should be arrested. That's the type of person that Sean Hannity is. But I heard him try to claim that your fight was over the war. No, your fight on his show was over him saying we were cheating the poll. And I loved how you countered him and then pointed out that he really wasn't a real conservative. Congressman?
Yeah, and that's what they don't want to admit. I think that's why they're bothered. Once again, if we come from these views, they don't want the conservatives. It's okay if some left-winger has an opinion like this, they'll just write them off. Oh, they're left-wingers, and they don't support this war, you know. But when a conservative and a constitutionalist does it, it's a threat to them. So this is a threat at an intellectual level, and that translates into a political threat. And then, once again, you know, there's profits to be made over their system of government.
Well, what you and others have pointed out is you're just going up and pulling the sheep suit off of the wolf. And showing that these guys aren't conservative. I mean, you told Hannity, well, I guess you are conservative on one or two points, but not on the majority.
Yeah. He sort of grinned a little bit about it, but I think he realized what we were really saying there.
Well, they've got a problem. You know, they can call us Paultards and all those horrible insults against the mentally retarded that are very shameful and bigoted. But at the bottom line, the majority of conservatives are followers of the Constitution, and the Republican Party plank of Texas sounds like Ron Paul pretty much wrote it. So they're the ones that are doing things that are unpopular. And then on top of it, they keep saying whenever you say I'm against the war, we shouldn't have attacked people that didn't attack us, they keep saying Iraq was involved. That doesn't hold water, does it?
Not anymore. I mean, the president doesn't even say that anymore. He finally admitted to it, and They're just embarrassing themselves, and hopefully they'll wake up.
In closing, what did you think of the 20 million, right at 20 million for the quarter?
Well, that was pretty impressive, pretty amazing. You know, I thought it was a pretty strong estimate that we made at the beginning. Our goal was to raise 12, and the supporters were so positive on that, they turned it into almost 20, so I would say that's very good. Very encouraging.
How are you holding up with the grueling hours? Feeling good?
I'm feeling good. It's some nights I'd like to get another hour or two of sleep, but we're up and at it again this morning. So,
Congressman, God bless you. Go with God. We're all praying for you, and we'll see you when you win in New Hampshire.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Oh, man, this feels better than, I think anything else in my life. I'm feeling very satiated right now. Let me just go ahead and have a moment of enjoyment. Oh, New World Order. It's the same feeling when I was like 15 years old and some big 20-year-old tough guy come over. And I'd say, hey, I don't want to fight you. And I wouldn't be in the fight. And just as soon as their fist slammed into my face and as soon as blood went into my mouth, my teeth would just lock up and I'd take them and I'd start ramming them. And I'd pick them up over my head and just slam them right into the concrete. It's just a shot away. You go ahead and run your tyranny. You go ahead and start your fight. We're going to run you right over. And let me tell you something else. When you're out there nerve gassing our cities, when you go to that thinking you're going to stop us, everybody's going to know it's you. They're going to know it's the New World Order. You're not going to be able to blame it on some militia air corps. You're not going to be able to blame it on the commies or the Arabs. Everybody's going to know who you are. Everybody's going to know you did it. Oh, it feels good to stand up against tyranny. It feels good to stop being a slave. It feels good to be a man, to be a woman, to be strong, to stop being cowards, to stop being weak, to commit, to be part of something real. Oh, feels good.
Brother, sister, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away.
You know, it is shattered, my friends. Their new world order. All the king's horses. Crank it up. Close to getting our hands around your chicken necks. Closer every day. You just wait. You are going to fade away. Your whole beast system. The moment it forms will begin its total collapse. What do you see happening? You are fading away. And we are materializing. It's just a kiss away. Legends never die. Ideas never die. We are watching the birth of legend. All right, I'm going completely wild today, ladies and gentlemen. We brought you the head of the Ron Paul campaign. We brought you Ron Paul. We brought you Ron Paul's son. We brought you the king of drag racing for Ron Paul. And I'm going to be back Sunday, you can be sure of that, 4 to 6 p.m. live Central with total Ron Paul coverage. I want to thank all of our affiliates that carry it. And the show starts over coming up in about 25 minutes. If you want to hear the analysis from Snyder, the latest info, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, Ron Paul, all of it, you just go to InfoWars.com. You can listen right there on the streams. Go to the InfoWars and click on Mainstream, the Mainstream right there. And you can hear the show retransmitted. Instead of going wild and having a little bit of celebration. You know, I see men when I still go to family events and stuff. All the Pats are on, or the Cowboys. When they make a touchdown, everybody starts breathing heavy, gets excited, feeling like victory. And I'm just totally bored. Totally bored. I'll go get a laptop or something and read some news articles, but still want to be with my family. And, you know, they all know about the New World Order, but they're still under that tribal system of football. And see, this is like Super Bowl for me, okay? I mean, to see us having victories, gaining ground, waking up, I have primitive feelings of serious endorphins. I mean, I'm on drugs right now, folks. My brain's saying this is good, this is wonderful, I can see it, I realize it's Mortal Kombat, I know the danger I'm in, we're all in, I know we're going head up against them, I'm committed, it feels good. Oh, hold on, I'm feeling real good right now. I mean, I'm higher than a kite, folks. You're supposed to do good and fight evil. I don't need any pill, baby, I got it. In fact, play that Leonard Cohen, because everybody knows. And then we're going to go to your calls. And then we're going to get the Air Blimp guy on. I want to plug him. That's the spirit. See, I'm not just going to plug. I'm not just going to plug the Ron Paul Air Corps and the 20-plus grand that's been raised in the day. Or how you can go to Ron Paul Air Corps. No, I'm going to support the Blimp and Daily Paul. Even Daily Paul doesn't link to us. Ron Paul comes on this show. We're all together in this fight against the New World Order. And I will tell you about RonPaulWarRoom.com. You got my Leonard Cohen ready? Roll just a few minutes of it, because this is the beginning of the New World Order going down, as everybody knows. And there's cops laughing right now, but you're going to take that shot, you're going to get real sick from your vaccine, or you're going to give it to your 18-month-old baby, they're going to have a seizure and be retarded, and then you're going to remember I'm your friend and warned you, Bubba. You're with us even if you don't know it.
goes with her fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows.
Hit me the Howard Beale Network. Let's play a minute or two of that.
Knows that you really.
Let's get that Howard Beale Network clip. Play a minute or two of him, then I'm going to accelerate 1 minute per caller. Then we're going to Trevor Lyman, and we're able to get him on the line. Part of this continual Ron Paul, the beginning of the revolution. We have just begun. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it all comes down to. First, you've got to get mad.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us during this transmission against tyranny. This is the front line, the tip of the spear. You found it. The InfoWar at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul WarRoom.com. For those criticizing the name Ron Paul War Room, you heard Ron Paul three times tell you it's an info war. It is a war. It is a campaign. It is a war room. And if you don't understand that life is a war against scum and filth and parasites that want to feed off you in high and low places, you got another thing coming. Did you get a hold of Lyman? Or have you tried him yet? Yeah, let's just go ahead and go to a call right now. You haven't tried it? That's fine. Who's up first here? I'm going to blast through some of these. Jerry in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be on with you. I'm also feeling great. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling like a member of the human race. And I just wanted to say real quick, I have a couple of points I'd like to make and just, you know, take my responses off the air. First, Ron Paul is what led me to InfoWars.com,
Good
Planet, your documentaries. I'm going to use a couple of words in conjunction that I thought I would never be able to use describing a politician, and that's honorable, decent, humble, and true to his word. for the first time, I think, in my adult life, I feel like a true American today. I want to get the word out. I just want to make a couple of points here about trying to wake people up, because, you know, you start to tell them stuff, and they just don't want to believe it. They want to trust their government. They want to stay asleep. They want to take drugs. They want to watch football games. They want to, you know, talk about Britney Spears not wearing panties. It's just crazy out there.
They're trained to be like junior high. That's okay in junior high, but later you got to get serious as you're a man or woman, because the world's a dangerous place and eat your lunch. Call me back Sunday. I got to move on, as we got Trevor Lyman, and I do want to, then we'll get to Chad, John, and others that are patiently holding before we end this show. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you have to break out of the spell you're under. People say, oh, don't get so excited. Don't get mad. No, 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 no. You got to get out of your comfort zone. Consciously knowing about the globalists, the new world order, the corruption isn't enough. You've got to consciously really realize how crazy and bad it is, how out of control, how dangerous, and how much more serious it's going to get. These people running things don't play games, okay? We don't have a choice. Now, we launched Ron Paul Air Corps over a month ago. I said, hey, that blimp's a great idea. We should support it, put links up to it, push free to give. You did. Good job. And I said, it's cheaper, but I know the blimp gets even more media attention, but to get over every city, hundreds of aircraft. A lot of other people done it, gone with it. Others thought of it simultaneously. It's like 10 guys invented radio the same day. You know, I'm not even claiming to be the progenitor of it, just one of the fire starters. It doesn't matter to me if people make issue of it. The Ron Paul blimp, of course, is the brainchild of Trevor Lyman, the same guy that took the ball and ran with it November 5th. And, of course, the great guy with all of you out there who came up with the idea of the Tea Party Day that broke all-time record, $6.8 million. We need to go and continue to fund the blimp, continue to fund operations. Ted Anderson has now got two banners, one already made, one already being delivered for at least two aircraft for multiple days, starting Sunday through Monday and Tuesday, all over New Hampshire and then down into other states. Go to RonPaulAirCorps.com, give there, but also go to the blimp and give there, because we're not in competition with each other. We're all together on the same page. That's why I'm so honored to have Trevor Lyman on with us. Trevor, how do we get over there to the blimp and give money?
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? Yeah, that was right. RonPaulBlimp.com is the place to go for that. And, yeah, I'm excited about Ron Paul Air Corps as well. I actually checked out the page today, and I think it's pretty new. There's an image now of some of the banners that you guys are flying, and they're awesome. They're huge. So, I don't know, Ron Paul Air Corps.
Well, we appreciate you guys. Again, we're all on the same team here. Tell us about the blimp schedule, and then give us Trevor Lyman's take on what happened in Iowa and what's coming up in New Hampshire.
Okay, well, the blimp right now is spending a little bit of time in Tampa, and then it's going to head back up towards and spend time in South Carolina, I guess. Although, you know, it can always change, but I guess every president that's ever won has taken South Carolina for the past 100 years or so. So certainly...
And by the way, Paul is doing the best in South Carolina of all the states.
Yeah, he's definitely in the double digits. I'm not exactly sure where he is, but I know he's doing well.
15 to 16%, yeah.
Oh, is he? Wow, that's awesome. I hadn't heard that. Yeah, and so then you asked about the Iowa last night. Well, I heard from Wolf as well this morning on CNN. I guess they've been, you know, pretty good into Ron Paul about his performance last night. He won by a landslide with independent voters, and everybody knows New Hampshire is mostly independent voters, so it's looking pretty good here. In fact, all signs are that he'll do extremely well, if not take the state.
Explain that. So New Hampshire is like 45% independent. The rest is split up between Republican and Democrat, so it's the biggest section, and Ron Paul won the Democrat in the demographic, suddenly can't talk, of independents, and so that bodes super well for New Hampshire.
Exactly. He blew everybody away when they looked at the independent vote for the caucuses. He was way in the lead. I think he was at least 30%. The next was, I'm not positive, I think they were down around 8 or 9, or somewhere.
No, yeah. Giuliani was at 4, Paul was at 10, and so a huge gap. How can they have Giuliani at the final debate on Fox, but not Paul, when there's 5 spaces and Paul got into the top 5?
I think Ron Paul said it best. They're afraid. They're afraid of him. They want to hold on to their power, and they don't want to let it go. So they're trying to ignore him.
Well, getting back to the blimp, because the blimp's getting massive attention everywhere it goes, and so it multiplies the effect of just having the millions of people see it from the ground. How are you doing on funding for the blimp? What do you need?
Well, we're good till the 18th, but we need to work on getting that second one. So the longer that we can fund it, the more we can plan, and that means taking advantage of things like football games. They require time, advanced time and planning, because there's some competition for these things.
And you've got to get the airship. You've got to get the airship out to those games. Pick those games. If you can't guarantee you're going to buy it for that next month, then the like for the Super Bowl or whatever, then you won't be able to get the blimp for that.
Exactly. So if people can fund now for it, absolutely, that helps. It helps us maximize what we can get out of it. And that means, you know, you get a game, you get mentioned on national television four times, plus I think two shots of the blimp. You know, on national television.
By the way, those championship games, ads go for about $1 million or more a minute. Super Bowl, it's like $5 million a minute is what I've seen. Imagine getting the blimp mentioned. That's millions of dollars free, isn't it, Trevor?
Right. That'd be excellent.
Stay there, Trevor Lyman, the genius behind so much of the ideas that have gone supernova. Final segment with you and a few calls.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their avenue.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rife Instruments since 1987.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Will it be easier on you?
Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got someone to blame?
You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
Let's go back to Trevor Lyman, then I'm going to jam in a few final calls. Retransmission starts in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. We started off the show with, of course, the Heather Ron Paul 2008.com campaign. And that, of course, was their campaign chairman, of Kent Snyder. Then we had the king of drag racing on, Big Daddy, who's a big supporter and friends with Ron Paul going back 20 years. And then on top of that, we had Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, and Congressman Ron Paul on today. And now we ended off with Trevor Lyman. Trevor Lyman, we're going to have you on Sunday on the show if you can pop in, and Monday. Got a new money bomb coming up January 21st. I'm going to support that one. And the blimp, give them the websites again for the new money bomb, the blimp, all of it.
Sure. The blimp is ronpaulblimp.com. And the new money bomb, which is more about getting more numbers, is free at last. 2008.com. We want to do, of course, we want everyone to give as much as they can, but we're asking people to pledge just $10 so that we can show our numbers this time.
Absolutely. Yeah, just $10, just $10 a piece to show tens of thousands of people, though, giving.
Right. Well, on the last money bomb we had, I think it was near 70,000 donors. I'd love to clear 100,000, 150,000, whatever we can do just to fight the polls. You know, the more people that we can go and it's like registering to vote, you know, with just $10 and showing the world that, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of us, if possible. That's what I hope for.
And then, of course, that money bomb gets 4, 5, 6, 7 times the media coverage and what that money could even buy. So it's an exponential doubling effect. Trevor, we're going to talk to you Sunday if you can do it, and Monday. And God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. There goes Trevor Lyman. And don't forget RonPaulAirCorps.com, links on GCNLive.com, RonPaulWarRoom.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us. Go there and give as well. Ted's buying more banners, more airplanes to fly it. He's going crazy. He was out in Iowa yesterday. We're doing it, folks. We're putting our money where our mouth is. I gave $1,000. And in closing, I was jamming a call or two. Buy my videos. I've not even been plugging them this week much because I've just been so busy. That's how we fund our operation. My staff, we're getting to be pretty good size. Get in game. Expose the North American Union, New World Order. Get loose change, final cut, all available. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Take action now or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Who's first here? Who's first up? Chad in Iowa. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Faster.
I just had three things real quick. I could probably wrap them up in just a minute.
Go.
I was looking. I'm in Iowa, and I went to the caucus last night. I am so fired up, and that was so overwhelming. They were reporting 10%, but the exit poll said 37% or more. I went out and bought all the papers today. The front of the Wall Street Journal, there was something that said FDA will rule cloned animals are safe to eat within a week. And also on the USA Today, passenger jets get anti-missile devices. Neither one of those sit well with me at all. I also called the Ron Paul people, said go, go, go. And anybody else listening out in Iowa, in April, we're getting the national ID card.
I know. It's all happening. We're living in the Twilight Zone, and they give you HPV shots that give you cancer. That's admitted. John in Virginia, last caller, hit us. Sorry, Fred and others. John, go. You're tail gunner.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I speak only for myself, but I believe I'm alone in sharing this sentiment with you. I'm an unmarried man, but if I was a married man and I ever looked upon another woman in her nakedness, I would be ashamed to show my face in public, let alone run for president of the United States.
I don't know what that means. I got to go, sir. That makes no sense to me. Another woman. That sounds pretty weird. Listen, we're out of time. Retransmission starts now. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.